GOP gubernatorial hopeful Rob Astorino has been holding a mirror to citizen sentiments with his campaign mantra.
We're losing more people to other states than any other state in the country. 400,000 people in the last 4 years. We are losing because we have the highest taxes in America, and it's not even close.
Those who stayed behind and braved the bitter winter got shocked when they opened their electric bills. And that's prompted U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer to call for an investigation into soaring electricity prices.
For families with a small budget, for seniors with a fixed income, for young people working on their first job, these electric bill increases have been a shock to the system and a jolt to their bottom line. Like you, I'm concerned that utilities are using the cold weather and the demand for natural gas to justify skyrocketing rates. We can't let these factors protect these multi-billion dollar companies from scrutiny.
According to a press release from Schumer's office, it's estimated that national grid rates rose more than 60%. The New York Democrat says he's concerned electric bills seem to be rising faster than the price of the natural gas used in many power plants. National Grid spokesman Patrick Stella did not return calls for comment. He told media outlets Wednesday that the utility supports a review of the price increases, which it has blamed on high natural gas demand and a long cold winter on the East Coast. Schumer says consumers have complained to his office about monthly bill increases of as much as 100%. Stella counters National Grid doesn't mark up wholesale electricity costs and that it is working to gradually phase in the increases to assist customers. Schumer is asking the Federal Trade Commission to look at whether utility prices have been artificially inflated.
The time is now to get the feds involved, to make this process more transparent, and to ensure consumers are paying a fair price, not lining the pockets of utilities and energy companies.
Schumer added the New York Public Service Commission and independent system operator also have asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to investigate. Aside from high energy bills, New York has the fourth highest auto insurance premiums in the nation. The New York Public Interest Research Group has released a new analysis showing that some of the state's largest auto insurers charge higher rates to drivers with less education and non-professional, non-managerial jobs. NYPERG's research reveals that for the minimum liability coverage required by New York State, three of the top five auto insurers, GEICO, Progressive, and Liberty Mutual, considered education when setting premiums, and two, GEICO and Progressive, considered occupation. NYPERG consumer advocate Andy Morrison says auto insurance rates should be based on how you drive, not who you are.
For instance, we found that GEICO charged a retail cashier with a high school degree and a flawless driving record 23% more than a college-educated bank executive who caused a crash 3 to 5 years ago, and 24% more than a college-educated bank executive who got two speeding tickets within the last 1 to 3 years. Our analysis shows that insurers are using factors that discriminate against many low- and moderate-income New Yorkers, the very New Yorkers who can least afford such high rates.
NYPERG noted that State Farm, the state's third leading writer of auto insurance, does not use education or occupation to price insurance. NYPERG, in a letter being delivered Thursday, urges the New York State Department of Financial Services to immediately undertake a thorough review of rate-setting practices by private passenger auto insurers. And there's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.